I met with Joanne and her children from Bangor in Northern Ireland, who were helped by the Vicar's Relief Fund to stay in their home. Hi, I'm Felicity.
Hi, I'm Joanne.
Lovely to meet you.
Come on in and sit down.
Thanks.
This is my daughter and this is my son.
Hello.
Say hi to Felicity.
Hi, Felicity.
Hello.
This is my elephant behind
you. What have you got there?
An
elephant.
I'm Joanne and I'm 23.
Do you like a wee drink?
Yeah.
My daughter's 6 and my son's 5.
In the fridge?
Uh-huh.
What difficulties have you found yourself facing day to day?
It all started because, well, my little son, he has behaviour issues. He's now on the waiting list for autism / Asperger's. He has suspected autism. He has asthma. He has really bad eczema. So he attends the Ulster.
That's the hospital?
Yeah. Sometimes it's 4 times a month. Sometimes it's 3 times a week. Then he also attends Scrabble Children's Centre, which is in New Orange. He goes back for like checkups and regular appointments.
So he's constantly going between the hospital, the children's centre, the GP, and sometimes it's a few times a week.
Yeah. In May, he went 10 times. In 2 weeks. Then that doesn't give me time to put my daughter in school and get my son where he needs to be for his appointment. You're either late, and then if you're late, they don't see you.
So you had to resort to taxis?
Yeah.
And what problem was that causing then?
It cost us a fortune.
Joanne found it impossible to use local buses. They didn't run frequently enough to allow her to drop off and collect her daughter from school, as well as getting her son to his medical appointments on time. The half-hour taxi journey to the hospital was costing her £34 return, £39 if the roads were busy, and journeys to the children's centre for treatment were £18 return.
With me travelling so much with a child going to hospital, I think that's where it all went wrong, and then I got into rent arrears, and then the landlord wasn't cooperating with me, and then it just got deeper and deeper and deeper.
Was there a point where you really thought you were going to be evicted from your home?
Yeah, well, he kept threatening to put a to let sign up outside it.
To rent it out again?
Yeah.
What effect did it have on you when you realised how serious the situation was?
Worrying about it every day, feeling constantly sick, thinking all this amount of money that was adding up and adding up and adding up. I was worried about obviously having to move out, but I was constantly worried about my son, all his appointments, waiting on his blood test results coming back and his scans coming back. It was just everything all at once.
It was at this point that the Vicar's Relief Fund was given to Joanne to help her to stay in her home. So how did you feel when you heard that the Vicar's Relief Fund was going to enable you to pay the rent arrears?
I found it very, very helpful. It was just like a big relief. Like then that was paid, do you know what I mean? 200 is a lot of money to be paid off rent arrears. It made a big difference to me. It's hard to like describe how you feel, but it was just a relief knowing you still have your home for your kids and you have a roof over your head. And I mean, obviously you would have had to move from schools and that would have been upheaval for the kids and my son. I mean, he doesn't like changes, do you know what I mean? So I was trying to explain to him, oh, you're moving house, plus you're moving school. Plus you're going to meet new friends, new teachers. Well, now he doesn't have to know about that because it's not happening. It's all good.
Yeah.
So what, no more?
You finished?
Yes.
Okay, do you want to go and play in the garden now?
Yes.
Right, why don't you go and play Chasey's?
Yeah.
Open the door.
So now when you look to the future, how do you feel?
Just a big relief that me and the kids can remain in our house and don't have to move away, and it's close to family and they have the wee friends and the local wee park and the shop. It's all good.
Do you think you can avoid getting into the same situation again?
Yeah, definitely, because Mark, my support worker, mostly takes me. So where before it was maybe 4 or 5 times a week, where maybe it's once a month now I have to taxi. So that then, that extra money that I use in taxis then can pay for my rent, so then I will not be going back in to rent arrears, rent arrears and rent arrears. So that will stop me going in to rent arrears. It was hard at the time, but now you don't look back. You have to move forward to the future. You just can't go back now. You've just got to keep going forward. The Vicar's Relief Fund, all thanks to them, although I would have been still in the dip somewhere.